Fat Vampire by Adam Rex. The problem, it seemed to Doug, was that he wasn't even sure how it worked. Did he just think about being a bat? Picture a bat in his mind? Contract his muscles? Shout up, up, and away? Up, up, and away, Doug said under his breath.
Wait, what did you say? Jay said.
I said, this is stupid.
Oh, look, we know vampires can really turn into bats, right? Said Jay. I mean, how else could you have gotten away from that mugger last night? And you said that vampirist did it? You said she made it look easy.
Yeah, well, she's probably been doing it for 500 years. Her mom probably made her practice when she was a kid.
Oh, come on, that doesn't make any sense.
Just shut up and let me think about bats, okay?
A long minute passed, with only the distant sounds of traffic reaching Doug's ears.
Bats. Small, furry, oh, screeching, winged bats. Bats, bats, batty, batty, bats, bats. Oh, screw this, Doug said finally.
Come on, no, said Jay. We can figure this out. There's got to be something we just haven't thought of.
I got it, said Doug. Hit me.
Whoa, wait, I can't do that.
Doug sighed.
If I've never done this before, it's because I was just hit in the head by a mugger, plus tasered a bunch of times.
Well, we don't have any tasers, said Jay.
Thank you for laying that out for me. Now, in lieu of tasers, you'll just have to hit me, hard as you can. Then maybe some kind of fight or flight response will kick in, and I'll turn into a bat to get away from you. Well, it's a shot.
Phantom Prey by John Sanford. Something wrong here. A cold whisper of evil. The house was a modern relic, glass and stone and redwood, 60 years old and gone creaky. Not all haunted houses were Victorian. Sometimes at night when she was alone, she'd feel a sudden coolness, as though somebody or something had just slipped by. This was different. She couldn't pin it down, but it was palpable. She thought about stepping back into the garage.
Who's there? She called.
She got nothing back but an echo. There wouldn't be a neighbor in the house. The neighborhood was private, standoffish. People drew their friends from their businesses, from their schools, not from the street. The housekeeper was long gone. Her daughter? Frances had the security code, but she always called ahead. She called out, Francie? No response. Again, louder. Fran, are you there? Starting to feel foolish now. Then she remembered what the gun instructor had told her. About the time you start to feel like an idiot, that's when they'll get you. If you're scared enough to have the gun out, then the situation is serious enough that you can't be abashed. She remembered the word, abashed. Was she abashed? She was back at the door, kept the muzzle of the gun pointing straight ahead, called out,
Francis, I've got a gun because I'm scared. Don't jump out if this is a joke. Francis?
The Lost City of Z by David Gran. For nearly a century, explorers have sacrificed everything, even their lives, to find the City of Z. The ancient city with its network of roads and bridges and temples was believed to be hidden in the Amazon, the largest jungle in the world. In an age of airplanes and satellites, the area remains one of the last blank spaces on the map. For hundreds of years, it has haunted geographers, archaeologists, empire builders, treasure hunters, and philosophers. Now, as I examined my creased map, none of that mattered. I looked up at the tangle of trees and creepers around me, and at the biting flies and mosquitoes that left streaks of blood on my skin. I had lost my guide. I was out of food and water. Putting the map back in my pocket, I pressed forward, trying to find my way out as branches snapped in my face. Then I saw something moving in the trees.
Who's there? I called.
There was no reply. A figure flitted among the branches, and then another.
They were coming closer. And for the first time, I asked myself, what the hell am I doing here?